In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24 and 25, Hebrews chapter 7. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Our Lord and Savior has an unchangeable priesthood, a continued priesthood, a priesthood that continues forever. Secondly, we understand from this passage that he ever lives to make intercession for us. He ever lived to make intercession for his people. Hallelujah. How many of us believe that Jesus is interceding for you right now? He's praying for you that you will make it, that it will be well with you, that you will succeed in life, that you will overcome, that you will be victorious. Hallelujah. So you will pray this morning. You say, Father, this morning, show me your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the merciful high priest, show me your mercy this morning. Cry to God, show me your mercy this morning. You are the merciful high priest. You ever live to make intercession for your people. You ever live to make intercession for me. Show me your mercy this morning. Show me your mercy this morning. Is somebody praying? Show me your mercy this morning. Lord Jesus, show me your mercy this morning. Show me your mercy this day. Show me your mercy. Concerning that request, Father, show me your mercy this morning. Show me your mercy. The faithful, the merciful high priest, show me your mercy this morning. Show me your mercy, O God Almighty. I need your mercy. I need your mercy, O God. The shaker of the heavens, my advocate in heaven, the one that is daily interceding for me, show me your mercy this morning. Pray for me this morning. Pray for me that I will make it. Pray for me that I will succeed. Pray for me that I will prosper. Pray for me that I will be fruitful. Pray for me that I will be successful. Pray for me that I will be promoted. Pray for me that I will be lifted out of this present predicament. Pray for me, Jesus, the faithful and merciful high priest. Pray for me this morning. King of kings, pray for me. Be merciful unto me. In the name of Jesus, you pray for Peter. And Peter was able to overcome. Pray for me this morning, the merciful high priest. In the name of Jesus, pray for me this morning. It is sitting, you ever live it to make intercession for your people. Intercede for me today, Lord. Intercede for me today, Lord. So that my breakthrough might come. Intercede for me today, Lord. So that my victory might come. Intercede for me today, Lord. So that answers might come to my prayers. In the name of Jesus, pray for me. Be merciful unto me, O God. The merciful high priest, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Jesus Christ, the merciful high priest, we cry to you this morning that you will be merciful unto every one of us. In the name of Jesus, pray for us this morning, Lord, that we will make it in life. Pray for us this morning, O God, that we will succeed in life. Pray for us this morning, O Lord, that we will be healthy and strong. Pray for us this morning, O God, that every yoke in our life will be broken, that every burden we brought out will be lifted. Pray for us this morning, O God, that we will not fall, that we will not fail, that we will not falter. In the name of Jesus, pray for us this morning, O Lord, that our breakthrough will come now. In the name of Jesus, pray for us now, O God, that we encounter you in a special way this morning. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you believe you have received mercy, shake hands with your neighbor and say, I've received mercy. I've received mercy of the Lord. And you may please be seated. Choir, God bless you. We want to quickly share on the topic, your miracles are ready. My miracles are ready. I don't know about you. Thank you, Jesus. In the passage that was read to us in Matthew 22, let's take some 3 or 4 verses there. And Jesus answered, praise God, the devil is a liar. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 22 from verse 1. And Jesus answered and spoke to them, say, again by parable, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. Praise God. The guy that arranged that wedding, the king, was telling us that place that he has prepared everything. He has prepared the table. He has prepared the dinner. He has killed the meat. He has prepared everything necessary. All are ready. And God is saying to us in the spirit this morning that your miracles are ready. Your blessings are ready. Your breakthroughs are ready. Answers to your prayers are ready. And they will be delivered to your home address in Jesus' name. They will not miss your address. The angels bringing your blessings, your miracle, will not miss your location. In the mighty name of Jesus. All things, your miracles are ready by the grace of God. As God has said that your miracles are ready, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, the Bible tells us that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God is vitally interested in meeting all our needs. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. All over the world, people of God are praying. The Christian Church of God is praying all over the world. A kind of spiritual energy and power are being generated at this time. Heavens is open. Things are ready for you to claim. And it is my prayer that you will receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. Amen. When the disciple came to Jesus that, Lord, these things, why can't we perform these things? Why can't we receive this miracle? Why can't we perform this miracle? Jesus said that this kind cannot go, Mark 9:29, except by fasting and prayers.
So when you are fasting, it's a time that strongholds that do not want to go will have to go. Amen. I say strongholds that do not want to give way will have to give way. Amen. When you are seeking God especially at a time like this. In Isaiah chapter 58, to buttress this point further, Isaiah chapter 58, the Bible says, when you are fasting, in Isaiah chapter 58, you will call upon God and he will answer. The time of fasting and prayer is the time when you call upon God. God said, I will answer. Verse 9. He said, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. How many of you believe that as you call upon God this season, he will answer you? As you cry unto him, he will say, here I am, my son. Here I am, my daughter. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Your miracles are ready. When we are talking about miracles, we are talking about a surprising and welcome event. A surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is considered to be divine. Miracle is a surprise, but a welcoming event. This season, a surprising and welcoming event will come your way in the name of Jesus. The angels of God will bring a miraculous blessing unto your door in the name of Jesus. It is considered to be divine. That, in other words, it's beyond natural. It has the finger of God, the hand of God attached to miracles. And it is in a period like this that God's angels, God's emissaries, God's agents are at work. They are on assignment. Your own angelic assignment will not miss your location in Jesus' name. When we are talking about miracle, we are talking about a highly improbable or extraordinary event. In other words, it's not an event that happens all the time. It's a once-a-while event. It's an extraordinary event because God has to come into it. An extraordinary event will happen in your life. This is in Jesus' name. You shall experience divine intervention this season in the name of Jesus. When we are talking about miracle, we are talking about something that is a marvel. Something that is a wonder. And this is a prophetic year of signs and wonders. You will not miss your own package of marvel of signs and wonders in Jesus' name. So if God has prophesied that there will be miracles, there will be signs and wonders this season. If thou canst believe, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. How many of you believe that this is in your miracles and signs and wonders will locate you in? It shall be so in Jesus' name. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Your miracle will locate you, will locate your location in the name of Jesus. Some people have been trusting God for miracle. They are wanting God, but you said miracle will come. Why is there no miracle? God is not a man. If he promised, he will bring it to pass. He will bring it to pass. In that passage that we consider, some lessons or inferences we can glean from it is what can make people to miss their miracle. In Matthew chapter 22, the first statement we had is about those invitees to the table, to the wedding, is that they were not willing to come. They were not willing, verse 3 of that chapter 22. He said, when the servant of the king went to them, they were not willing. May you not be part of the unwilling invitees in the name of Jesus. You was hearing, they were praying for a lady to be healed. The lady was sick. They were praying for her healing, and Then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit stopped the man of God and said, ask her, is she willing to be well? So she asked the lady, Sister, God asked me to ask you, are you actually willing to be well? He said, since I've not been well, I can see my husband regularly now. Before I couldn't see her, but now she stay at home. Whereas the man of God was sweating and binding and losing. But she doesn't want to be well. So she has to be canceled before the healing can take place. Another sister like that, she came to for prayers, and she heard that whenever the man of God prayed that she will become pregnant. So she came that year for pregnancy, for prayers. They lay hands upon her, she fell under the anointing, and she thought that she would take in. But she didn't take in, and the following year she came to the convention and asked. But they said that when you pray for people, you would get pregnant. Why am I not pregnant? So he said, okay, you remember second touch. Okay, but maybe you need second touch. Let's pray again. So as the man of God was praying again, then the Holy Spirit said, stop. And the Holy Spirit said, ask her, how many boyfriends does she have? He said, and Joe said, it's a high-class society lady. And so he didn't want to offend her. He said, excuse me, ma, I don't know. It seemed that God was saying, you have some, is there some friends, some boyfriend you have? And he said, yes, I have 6 of them. It's an unwilling invitees. So how do you expect a holy God to give you children? There will be problems. 6 men will be struggling over the child. Plus the husband, 7 men. God have mercy. Ask your neighbor, are you an unwilling invitee or willing invitees? We have to be a willing invitees. We have to be a willing invitee for God to intervene, for that miracle to get to us. The second category, there are a second category of invitees there that the Bible mentioned. Verse 4, and he sent other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared dinner, my oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready, come to the wedding. But they made light of it and went their own way. They said, this foolish king, who will come to his wedding? They are disobedient invitees. What you can call disobedient invitees. Deuteronomy chapter 28 says, from verse 1, if you are obedient to God's work, you diligently hearken to his commandment, all this blessing will come upon you and overtake you. Say, God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. But if not, from verse 16, the contrary can happen. So if someone is a disobedient invitee, it can hinder him from receiving miracles. When God prophesied that miracle will come, do you know you have to pray your way through to the miracle? Like we are praying about Daniel chapter 10. Daniel has been fasting for 21 days. It seemed nothing was happening until God sent an angel to reveal to him what was happening. That the angel of darkness will lay the angel that was bringing blessing. And from the first day he began to pray, the Bible says God has sent answers to the prayer. But an angel of darkness, or a demon, a prince of Persia, said, no, this one will not receive the miracle. Hallelujah. You will receive your own miracle in Jesus' name. So God has to send an additional angel to come and confront the problem, to clear the prince of Persia out of the way. So we have to be a willing vessel. We have to be obedient unto God so that God can arise for us. There is the other category of invitees that are called the antagonistic invitees. They antagonized the servants. They treated them, verse 6, and the rest seized his servant, treated them spitefully, and killed them. Antagonistic invitees. It might not be by words, but by actions. One can be antagonistic to his miracles. You know? One can be disobedient. If God says forgive, and you don't forgive. One of my daughters is here today. You know, we are in a prayer meeting, one of the prayer meetings we had. And then that day God led me to share about unforgiveness. And she remembered that there is someone she has not forgiven deep down in her heart for some time. That day she wept and cried that, okay, I release the person today. Immediately after, two major miracles came along his ways. Immediately after, she released those that offended her. So if God says you are going to receive your miracle, there is an aspect you need to play. Tell your neighbor there is an aspect God expects you to play for those miracles to come to you. But your miracle will come to you this season. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So be a willing invitees. Be a willing invitees. So your miracles are ready, but be a willing invitees so that your miracles can reach you. But at times, if you are a willing invitees, you might examine your life and see that, yes, I've satisfied the conditions, I've been obedient unto God, I've been coming to prayer meetings, they call. This weekend, we are having Shiloh weekend, whereby 3 consecutive days we'll be coming to church, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, to pray. I've been praying, I've been coming to church to pray. I place myself in an environment where I can receive my miracles. So, but the miracle is still being delayed. The question of God's timing might come in for a miracle to come. God's timing, for example, if God said the miracle of married partner will come, it will be different from someone that say, Pastor, I have headache. Please pray for me. Someone that have headache, we can pray for the headache and can go. But for the miracle of a life partner to come, God have to arrange the brother. If the brother is in Africa, God have to tell the brother, your partner is there. He has to arrange visa. You are getting what I'm saying? He has to fly. In those olden days, where they take ship, you know how many how many weeks it will take for that ship to land, you know? Praise the Lord. So it will take longer time. So there is the issue of timing. But there are some two things which G.O. mentioned in his own experience that you will know your timing has come for your miracle to come. Two major things this morning before we go to pray. Number two, when you see you have an uncommon urge to be generous. To be generous. Not that they push you to give and you give. But when you have an uncommon urge to be generous, then you know that your miracle is around the corner. As in the case of the Shunammite woman, time will not permit us to read 2 Kings chapter 4, 8 to 17. And also the case of Abraham. When he saw the angels of God coming, God coming to him, he quickly invited them and was generous unto them, and his miracle came at that time. I could recollect My wife always said that she got connected to me. And she worked in the headquarters in the mission office under Mami Gio that time. So Mami Gio sent her to, is it Warri or Port Harcourt, to meet some missionaries. So wherever they called that ministry, Christ Redeemer Welfare Services. So they minister to missionaries, take care of missionaries, and school of missions and things like that. So when she went to this place, she met a lot of missionaries and pastors. So when he said when they ask her for this, she will give them that. They ask her for that, she will give them that. And then at the last pastor now said that as you get back to Lagos, you will meet your partner. Praise God. And it was that season that she got connected to me. Praise the Lord. So one major thing that you will know that your miracle is about to be unleashed is when you find yourself generous. When you find yourself generous. The second major thing, which you also mentioned, is the fact that you have an irrepressible urge to pray. You have an irrepressible urge to do what? To pray. You will pray more than you normally pray. Especially in a season like this that we are fasting. When you see yourself praying more, then it seems that there are some miracles that is about to be unleashed to your door, to your home, to your house. Hallelujah. I think it was Pastor Paul that was giving this testimony in one of their meetings. As they were praying and they are praying, there was a sister that was trying to enter the place. He said the angels outside where they are praying. Do you know that there are angels here? We can't see them, but there are angels in this assembly. He said the angels outside the place where they are praying is more than those that are within. He said as they are praying, a lady does step in with just a nylon bag, and the man of God, by God's revelation, was able to see what is in that. He said, in that your nylon bag, there is a baby there. He said, what is this man of God saying? A baby in my nylon bag. He said, he should open the nylon bag. And she saw an anointing oil, anointing bottle. He said, okay, bring it out. So, and she said, there is a baby in this bottle. So she prayed over the bottle and gave it to her. And that sister has been trusting God for many years. And even have problem of conception. The doctor said she has to do IVF. So, but that season, the sister took it and got a baby, within a year after. Praise the Lord. Your miracles are around the corner. Brethren, will you pray the way God wants you to pray? Will you sacrifice your time in prayer and seeking the face of God so that your miracle can locate you this season? And I pray that your miracle will locate you this season in the name of Jesus. So let's stand to our feet and take some few prayer before the ministration. Let's bring God near by worshiping God. You are the mighty God, mighty God, great, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship God. Oh, you are the mighty God, mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah.
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 You are the mighty God, mighty God,
the great I am.
The great I am.
Hallelujah.
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 You are the
mighty God,
mighty God,
the great I am.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Talk briefly to God. Choir, you can stay here.
talk briefly to God and say, Lord, I am a willing vessel. I am a willing invitee. Lord, I reject every form of unwillingness in my life. Every form of unwillingness. Unwillingness to receive my miracle. Every form of disobedience. Every form of antagonism to your counsel, to your word. I repent to God. Let the blood avail for me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I will be willing. Lord, I will be obedient. Lord, I will be faithful. Lord, I will be committed. Lord, I will trust you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, my miracle will not pass me by. Lord, I will receive my miracle. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of the Lamb avail for me. Let the blood avail for me. When there is a call for prayer, Father, I will be willing. When there is call to pray, I will be willing. When there is compromise, when there are challenges, I will not compromise my faith. I will not compromise my faith. I will not be disobedient unto you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I will be willing. Leke broso kon remakushke reposo pianda lege broske reposo kon rebashaku to lege broso reposheke leke reposheke kon remakashanda la karupo kon rebashka leke broso kon remakashanda leke kon reposheke kon remakashanda. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray, Lord Jesus, the great deliverer, lay your hands upon me and let every problem in my life vanish. In the name of Jesus, cry to God, Lord Jesus, the great deliverer, the great deliverer, the great physician, lay your hands upon me. Let every problem in my life vanish. Every sorrow, every depression, every headache, every migraine, every unfruitfulness, let them vanish in the name of Jesus. Let them vanish, oh God. Every yoke in my life, let them be broken. Let them be broken. Every burden that is not mine, let them be removed. Let them be removed now. Let them be removed now. In the name of Jesus. It is written, Obadiah 1:17, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There shall be deliverance. There shall be deliverance. Let me be set free from every yoke of darkness, from every sinful indulgences, from every sinful indulgences. Let me be delivered from every manipulation of darkness, from every oppression. Let me be delivered from every suppression. Let me be delivered. Let me be delivered from every possession of darkness. Let me be delivered. In the name of Jesus, I claim my deliverance today. Lord Jesus, the great deliverer, lay your hands upon me. Let all my problems vanish away. Let them vanish. Every sorrow, let them vanish. Let them vanish. Every sickness, let them vanish. Let them vanish. Let them vanish. In the name of Jesus. Maso toliga rapos ke poko reposhe kendra makashanda reposo prida lige broso reposhe kendra makashende reposhe kende libo korribo poshkinin leke korribo poposo kendra makashanda reposo kendra makasheke lege ribo poshkinin leke korribo poposo kendra makashinin. In Jesus' name we pray. A miracle is a surprising but welcome event. You pray, say, Father, grant me pleasant surprises as you have promised me. Now, in the name of Jesus, grant unto me pleasant surprises, welcoming surprises. In the name of Jesus, this season grant unto me welcome surprises. Pleasant surprises in my life, in my family, in my destiny. Let there be pleasant surprises. Let there be pleasant surprises. In the name of Jesus, let there be pleasant surprises in my life. Let there be miracles. Let there be wonders. Let there be wonders. Let there be miracles in my life, Let there be pleasant surprises, O God, for me this season, O God. Let me begin to enjoy pleasant surprises. Let me begin to enjoy pleasant surprises in the name of Jesus. Let there be pleasant surprises in my life, in my destiny, in my family, in my ministry, in my job, in my career. Father, I claim pleasant surprises. Let the angels of God locate me. The angels that brings miracles, that brings pleasant surprises, let them locate my home. Let them locate my address. Let them locate me. Let them locate me. Let the angels be loose to bring about my miracle. Let the angels of God be released to bring about my miracle. In the name of Jesus, let them be loose. Let them be loose. The angels that bear miracle, let them be loose to bring my miracle unto me. In the name of Jesus, let them be loose. In the name of Jesus, Mako Broso Korea, Rapa Sheke Lege Broso, Brodo Lega Brasa Kuribo Bashiko Ribo Bashanda, Leta Laga Broso Korema Kashindin, Masako Ribo Boso Korema Kashindin. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Father, please accept our thanksgiving. Lord, I pray for your people that they will experience your miracles.
Amen.
You said the miracles are ready. Let those miracles begin to pursue and overtake us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every obstacle to those miracles, let them be removed in the name of Jesus. Let them be divinely removed in the name of Jesus. Let the miracle be able to locate us. Let the pleasant surprises be able to locate us. Make us willing invitees. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.